The Chinese currency is called the yuan, and it's believed to be undervalued by 25 to 40%. That practice, some say, gives Chinese businesses an unfair advantage and, in the end, costs American jobs. The Senate has now passed a bipartisan bill. It's being reviewed by the White House to pressure Beijing to kind of deal with this undervaluation of the currency. And joining us now, David Dinoon, professor of politics and economics at NYU and director of the NYU Center for U.S. Relations. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
First, let's give everyone a refresher on exactly what we're talking about. You know, to say that the yuan is undervalued by 25 to 40%, that's a pretty big margin. Why don't we know?
Well, first of all, it depends which goods you're measuring. It depends. Things change over time. The reason that it's a range is it depends which person is doing the estimating and what factors they're using. But there's absolutely no question that the yuan is undervalued. The Chinese have a clear intention to keep it undervalued because it stimulates their exports.
All right. We're speaking with David Dinoon, professor of politics and economics at NYU. So let's talk about this bipartisan bill that the Senate has passed. And as I understand, it asks the Commerce Department to treat undervalued currencies like the yuan as a subsidy under U.S. trade law. What would that do?
Basically, what it would do is put tariffs on Chinese goods that were coming into this country. So let's just go back to the basics. An undervalued currency means that Chinese exports are cheaper in price than they would be normally, and imports that they're bringing into China are more expensive than they would be. So if the Chinese raised the value of the yuan, their exports would go up in price and imports would go down in price. They have resisted that, and this is an attempt to put pressure on them to get the alignment closer to reality. So one way to do that is to put tariffs on imported goods.
All right. So, I mean, if it has bipartisan support, is anybody opposing this?
Yes,
besides the
absolutely.
Chinese?
The bill that I'm aware of is in the Senate. Senator Schumer of New York and Senator Graham of South Carolina have been two of the important originators of it. Also, Senator Brown, Sherrod Brown of Ohio. But they are from states where there is a large industrial capacity and which are directly affected by this. In the House, there is a large group of people who oppose this bill. And I have seen indications over the weekend that the Club for Growth, which is very much a free trade and very much a conservative group, is going to try to block this if it gets to the House.
Based on, I mean, what's the argument against it? There's long been this argument that the undervaluation of the Chinese currency is costing Americans their jobs, and that has been a complaint from both the conservatives and more liberals. So what is the opposition based on?
Well, there's a large number of businesses in this country that like cheap components coming from China. So most of the computer industry, much of the manufacturing industry that is bringing in assembled goods or partly assembled goods is very happy to have cheap items, and they would resist putting tariffs on Chinese goods.
And has there been a response from China?
Well, the Chinese have been resisting for many years. The Bush administration didn't pursue this very actively. But when President Obama went to China in November of 2009, he raised this. He was rebuffed by the Chinese. Here we are roughly 2 years later, and no substantial change. Now, there has been a 10% increase in the value of the yuan since June of 2010. But that gets back to your original question, how much really should they raise the value? And as you know, there are estimates that this should continue up another 20% or maybe even 30%.
Some people say even 40%. We're speaking with David Dinoon, professor of politics and economics at NYU, director of the NYU Center for U.S.-China Relations. So what's the worst? Let's talk about the worst case scenario here. If this bill goes through, it's signed by the president, and we begin to charge, as you call, something like a tariff on Chinese goods, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Well, let's back up. For something to become an actual bill, it would have to go through the House as well.
Right.
And as I mentioned, I think it's very unlikely that the House will approve this. So I think that there will be a standoff between the Senate and the House. So I doubt if it will actually become legislation. On the other hand, the president may use this threat of legislation to negotiate harder with the Chinese.
David Danoon is professor of politics and economics at NYU, director of the NYU Center for U.S.-China Relations, talking about a Senate bipartisan bill that deals with the undervaluation of the Chinese yuan.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.